And let's see, the last thing is, we, Greg also, again, at his own expense, he provided internet access at the repeater site now. It's relatively low bandwidth, it's through a cellular connection, but it's full-time. As long as the cell service is working, we've got full-time internet up there. So that means we can, for example, our own Echo Link system, which is currently in my house, and uses an RF link, we can move that up to Rattlesnake. And so that all the hardware is there in one place. It's probably going to give us better signal quality or better audio quality and maybe a little easier to manage. And I think Cody's talked in the past about having remote access to the repeaters just so you can monitor the repeaters and check out things like what's your battery voltage or, you know, what's the temperature or things, whatever the repeater can tell you, you can access. I don't know if you'd want to say anything more about that.
Other additions that would be, A, now that we can have internet there, will be a proper timekeeping server for IDing on the repeater. And if we want to, we can also put statements and have them play back onto the repeater. So for the club, we want to make like an announcement for, you know, we have a meeting every, you know, second Saturday of the month. We can have it auto script and do that. So we can put any type of announcement for like picnics or any gatherings and automate them out there, which would be nice.
Yeah.
So. Plus, we record it or do anything else. The Echo Link thing will be the nice main part, because with the RF link, you have a delay and carrier detection error, where you can't properly notify when the carrier drops. It's tricky. You got it working.
Yeah.
But it's very iffy at times.
Yeah.
So, luckily our repeater has three ports. Currently, the second repeater port is used as a weather radio link, and then the third one will be used for Echo Link. So all stations, remote stations, will be able to communicate for whenever I get the remote RF links for the loading system up. So
Cody's volunteered to make this happen, and again, you're good to be commended for that. You've done a lot of work already for a 4-3 repeater, and I think on behalf of everybody, I can say we really appreciate the effort you put in to make that system better. So thank you.
I'm happy it's more stable. It's performing correctly.